Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Adam Schefter joins us now. He is presented by your Front Range Mercedes-Benz dealers. Good morning, Adam.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. Doing really good. Hey, real quick, I've just been putting prayers up for Jalen Ramsey all day because it's a back, it's a flu, it's, babies in different cities. I mean, it's just like, oh, Lord, I hope he makes it through. So, any chance that, because we're playing Jacksonville, the Denver Broncos playing Jacksonville, any chance he shows up and plays this weekend, because he's still a damn good player. So I just, like, the less he's on the football field, the better we have a chance to win. So what's the status?
I told the guys Tuesday that I would be shocked if he plays. I said that to D-Mac and Tommy on Tuesday. I'd be shocked if he played. I'll say it to you guys again. I'd be shocked if he played. He's not going to be out there on Sunday. No matter what happens here, whether there's a baby, not a baby, whatever it may be, he will not be out there on Tuesday. It's just on Sunday against Denver. There's just too much going on there right now, and it's beyond that.
What is this doing when it comes to the trade demands for the Jags, what they can actually ask for and expect?
You know, it's a good question, Mike, because some people think that this is going to hurt his value. I don't know about that. Like, I still think that he's an elite cornerback and somebody that is going to demand a ton of value in return, and they're not going to trade him unless they get great value. Just because he has a disagreement with the team, do you think that means a team that's interested in him is going to offer less? I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I mean, the guy's a great football player. Speaking of another great football player, we've been pressing you on this for a couple of weeks now, and yeah. You know, the Washington Redskins, for all intents and purposes, don't look like they're going to be competing in the NFL this year again. Really haven't done that since the '90s, Adam. So, what about Trent Williams? Are they going to get off their stance that they're not trading Trent Williams? Will they eventually get to the point where Trent Williams is playing somewhere else? And is there an opportunity here in Denver for Trent Williams to become part of the Broncos?
So you still want to trade from there in Denver, huh?
I do. Yes, me personally, yes. But I'm not. Apparently, the Broncos don't. They don't really listen to me. So,
well, I know you do. At 0-3 stink, I know you do. But I would just say that Washington's plan has continued to be that it will not trade Trent Williams. It is really not vacillated or wavered off that at all. Now, again, it's sort of like Jalen Ramsey. Okay, we know that there are teams that are interested in him. Baltimore, Kansas City, Seattle, Philadelphia. It's kind of incumbent upon those teams to change Jacksonville's mind. And I think the same is true in the case of Trent Williams. Washington has been adamant that it won't trade him. And it's kind of up to somebody else to change their mind in the form of an offer. And if they can do that, then maybe they can entice Washington. But I have not heard of anybody coming close to doing that just yet.
Is Baker Mayfield overrated? Is Rex Ryan right?
Well, I don't know that he's overrated, but I will say that they have been a disappointing team to open the season. And they're not playing the way that a lot of people expected. And Rex took his shot at Baker, and Baker took his shot back at Rex. And I think ESPN is going to bottle up Rex until he's on Sunday Countdown this week so he can respond on Sunday Countdown to Baker Mayfield's reaction. And honestly, you know, Rex the way I do, I don't think Rex cares one bit what Baker Mayfield thinks about him.
I agree with you on that. Hey, Melvin Gordon's back in the building. He really showed them. Do you think they'll hold to the one? I think it's 1.2. You reported $1.2 million fine, or do you think they'll just let that go and say, "Hey, dude, great to have you back. We won't fine you."
The Chargers, being the Chargers, have been shown in the past that they are not willing to waive fines like that, and so my guess is that that 1.2 is going to stick. And Melvin Gordon will have to consider that the price of doing business and holding out and keeping his body fresh to get him to free agency. I don't think they're going to go back there. Maybe they'll waive a little bit of it. I don't think so, Stink. That's not the Charger way. The Charger way is to impose and enforce those fines. It's not the way that most teams do it, but it's the way that some teams do it, and I think the way that they'll do it.
Has the NFL seen the last of Antonio Brown?
You know, I've been asked that question a lot, and I think where I would go on that is this. I don't think we'll see Antonio Brown again this season, but I do think that at some point in the offseason, somebody will give him another chance. Now, the issue is I think he's got some things to address here, legally, mentally. He's got to go take care of himself because it looks like he's kind of come unhinged a little bit here, and hopefully he can get some help. And then once that happens, I think he's going to have to also get used to the idea that he's not going to be making the money that he was going to be making in Oakland or even with the Patriots. I think teams will give him incentive-based contracts. I think at some point in time next year, somebody does give him a chance. I would be surprised if that happens this year while the investigation is open. Now, if the NFL wraps up its investigation in a few weeks and says Antonio Brown did no wrong, he was set up, he's clear, yeah, I think he plays again this week. But are you confident or optimistic that with two different women coming forth with claims that he's going to be cleared soon? Like, that's a lot. I don't know what's going to happen in these investigations. But you're saying, you know, is he going to play again? And I would say this season would seem to me to be very ambitious, but it wouldn't surprise me with as talented as he is that he does play again in the future.
Hey, real quick, on the Daniel Jones front, do you think Eli Manning's going to play again next year? Or do you think he'll just kind of, you know, retire and move along with his brothers doing commercials?
His contract's up with the Giants. And I don't think he wants to move his family. So the logical answer would be that he does retire from the game. But saying that, I think that, you know, maybe there's an opportunity somewhere where I make it the Jaguars want him, the Colts want him, somebody on a good team wants him. I don't think it happens. If I had to bet a dollar today, Stink, I would say it's his last year, but you know, who can predict what's in a man's heart 6 months from now?
Archie Manning saying that he believes Peyton Manning wants to be involved, running, owning an NFL team.
Yeah.
When does that happen? And with whom?
Did we need Archie Manning to say that?
No, I guess we've all expected that.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think it just kind of validates it. I don't know. You know, Peyton's capable of doing a lot of different things, and depends on relationships and who he's aligned with and when teams come free. And I mean, I don't know how that plays out, but I've always thought that that's where he would wind up. I just didn't know when. And I still don't know when. I mean, it's a hard thing to predict, but Peyton and ownership, I feel very comfortable saying that.
Well, I guess it's easy to connect dots for a lot of Bronco fans because of the uncertainty with what's going on with the Broncos ownership right now and the increasing heat that's being directed at John Elway. So let me ask you this. What have you heard in regards to how the NFL views what's going on with the Broncos and the Bolin family and the spat there? How does the NFL view all of this?
I think that they defer to the people that Pat has put in charge to take care of the situation. And again, in terms of that comes back to Brittany Bolin, right? That seems to be the feeling of what Pat had wanted, I think. And I think that seems to be what the Broncos want. And the Broncos want what Pat wants. So, I haven't said to the NFL, and I don't know who speaks for the NFL in situations like that, Mike, to say, yes, we want Brittany Bolin in charge, or we want this or that. Complicated question. So I guess to tie the previous question, this one, are you saying like that Peyton Manning will be part of a group that buys the Broncos and then pushes out John Elway, like that kind of thing? Is that where we're going with this?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, look, who knows how it's going to unfold, right? Again, Peyton's going to be a part of the team. If you're going to try to go buy the Denver Broncos, why would you not approach Peyton Manning and try to make him a part of that? Like, it would just make the group that much more attractive. That wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Here's what I don't like about that scenario. Would Peyton stop doing TV commercials? Because if he, I don't want him to be part of ownership.
We can't have that thing, right?
We cannot have that because that guy is a national treasure when it comes to making commercials. National treasure.
Well, you know what? You build it into your ownership clause that you're still allowed to do TV commercials. And, you know, because you got to pay some ownership costs on the side anyway.
Well, if John Elway can do a nationwide radio tour promoting a pharmaceutical company as he did yesterday, why can't Peyton continue to do his commercials? Serious question, Adam, are the optics bad on that?
Bad on what?
On Elway taking a work day. Theoretically, a work day during a week in which your team is 0-3 and your season's hanging in the balance to go out and do a nationwide pharmaceutical radio tour.
You're asking the question, so I'm sure some people feel. I don't get too worked up about that. I think that somebody is responsible. John knows what he can and can't do with the job, and that if there was a crisis or something he felt needed to be done, that he wouldn't be doing it. And by the way, in the day and age that we live in, what's to stop him from? I don't know where he did a radio tour. So how involved was this? Was it in Denver? Was he? I don't even know any of the details. But my point is that you could be anywhere today, and you could have your computer with you and watch film and take calls and do whatever you need to do, whether you're in Denver or New York or Jacksonville or Oakland. Like I don't care where you are. And so somebody like John is not going to put a commercial ahead of what he needs to get done. Like you know, I've been fortunate enough to get called to do some commercial spots or anything, and my job never stops. And so I've been on shoots where the phone is, excuse me one second, I got to take this call, and we're staying down for 10 minutes. Like, that's the way it goes. I mean, I don't think John Elway is saying, you know, guys, I'll be out of commission today. You guys handle the business while we're 0-3 and the fires are burning everywhere. I'll be doing this radio tour answering questions about this health issue. Like, that's not happening.
All right, But how many other NFL GMs do you know that do things like this? Can you come up with another example?
How many NFL GMs are Super Bowl MVPs?
And maybe I'm saying I don't get worked up. I don't think it's a big deal. Okay, the optics, yes. Does him doing this radio tour mean that they're going to be any more likely to win on Sunday against Jacksonville? No. Does it mean they're any more likely to claim somebody off waivers, meaning that they might be atop the waiver order, that he more time to study film of, like Gary Jennings, the Seahawks wide receiver, the fourth-round pick from West Virginia that they cut? Did John get deprived of watching film of that guy? No! He's going to do what he's got to do! Go do your radio tour. I don't care. Like, hey, he's probably trying to make money, too, to buy his own piece of the team, for all we know.
Good point. Needs to line the coffers. All right, Adam. Good stuff, as always. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Adam Schefter, presented by your Front Range Mercedes-Benz dealers.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.